Well, hello, everybody. I'm Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching and soon to be the Intentional Growth Coaching Club, which will be the IGC Club membership. And I'm really excited about that. So look for some more information up and coming on that. But, you know, that's not why we're here today. I am here today with Vicki Abraham, and I've known Vicki for many years during my tenure here in Bermuda. And Vicki's career spans a multitude of things, to include being a TV reporter, as well as a producer, a communications expert. To basically sum it up, Vicki is an excellent go-to person when it comes to things in communication. And Vicki's going to go into more detail on a number of things that are crossing her path right now. But without any further ado, I don't want to take time away. Vicki, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Bermuda Bob. Thank you for the kind introduction.
It's what we do. It's all true.
It is true, but it's kind. Thank you.
So I know we have some things to talk about, but there's a little bit more to your background that I hadn't mentioned because I know that you also hail out of another country. Could you go into a little bit more detail on that, and then we'll go into some of the questions?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm half Aussie and half Bermudian. So I spent half my life in Australia, did most of my schooling there, simply because of life circumstances. You know, my mum left Bermuda when I was young, and I went with her, and that was the beginning of the story. So, yep, that's why I don't sound Bermudian.
Well, it
really been a great start to life. Yeah,
exactly. And I know that you also dwelt in the TV experience. So
yeah, that was my first career. Really, was as a journalist. I studied journalism at uni and went straight, you know, very idealistic and fresh behind the ears into the world of journalism, which I really loved, and I expected that was my career. It was set. I was set on the path of being the next Christiane Amanpour or whoever your favorite journalist is. She was my hero at the time, heroine at the time. And yeah, that included some radio production. So I produced a number of talk radio shows in Australia and some TV news anchoring and journalism here. Funnily enough, the anchoring wasn't always my favorite part of the job. I always felt like people were judging which earrings I was wearing instead of what amazing story I'd broken that evening. And it's interesting how, you know, your perceptions shape what you feel about your career. Anyway, you know, my idealism was crashed a little bit at some point in journalism when I realized that the truth wasn't always the prevailing factor. That wasn't the one that got you where you needed to be. There's a backstory to that too. Basically, you know, the politics of true journalism versus what can be said and can't be said, especially in a small community like we live in. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to make some changes and I moved out of journalism and always staying in communications, but in a different form.
Well, I think my first exposure to you was the classic back in the day when ZBM TV was ZBM TV and reporting for ZBM News. This is Vicki Abraham.
That's exactly right. I was in everyone's lounge room and everyone in the island pretty much figured they knew me because they did. I was there with them every night. And, you know, it's a real privilege to hold that kind of position. And I didn't realize at the time what a celebrity a person can be by just doing their job. Because that's how I saw it at the time, right?
Everybody knows you, but you don't know necessarily.
Exactly. You're in the supermarket and it's like, hey, mommy, that's the lady on the news. It's all a little surreal when you're coming from a big country.
Absolutely. And I know you touched on this a little bit, but could you go into a little bit more about your philosophy of life?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my philosophy, it might not even be what you're expecting, is really one that I believe in the concept of personal responsibility a lot. In my life and in my business. And what do I mean by that? I guess really it's mostly that I accept and I acknowledge that everything that happens to me is my doing, my own doing. Sometimes at a very deep subconscious and energetic level, we, you know, will bring things into our life. And sure, if something might happen that's not so good, and we'll say, well, I clearly didn't have anything to do with this. I wouldn't have brought this into my world. But I have a different philosophy. I believe that we all do bring these things into our world, whether we know it or not. It's a difficult one to explain sometimes, but that's where I come from. So ever since I've held that belief, life has seemed easier for me. There's less drama. You know, there's nowhere to place blame other than at my own feet. And when you recognize that you made something happen, you also recognize that you can help turn it around and make it different. And it goes back to that scientific theory that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And why wouldn't we get to choose how we react to things?
Well, you know, some of us yearn for the day when we can wear that big S on our chest. But in your case, it's a superpower V, Super Vicky. How would you go into what your superpower is?
I'd say for work, certainly, my sweet spot or my superpower is really winning the hearts and minds of people and of groups of people with words. And I like to help my clients do that too. So, I mean, that's a fancy way of saying communication. You know, I love the power of words. I accept that what we believe shapes our thinking. What we think shapes what we say. What we say shapes our actions and behavior. And that is all how our thoughts become things. And you can also use that in business to your advantage and to your them see a different perspective. And therefore, that opens the way for you to be able to help them. So I'll give you an example. If you have a small business, you know, and they're in the health industry, well, how do they attract clients? They attract clients by helping people to understand that there's not only real value in being healthy, but that it feels good. And so if they can use communication and help people think, believe, see, and say certain things that make them realize that being healthy is a happy place, then that will also help shift their behavior.
Which classically goes hand in hand with the statement, people don't care how much you know, they really care how much you care about that. Or I should say, people don't care how much you know, when they want to know how much you actually care about that individual. So you've gone into your passion. I can clearly see that you're passionate about what you're doing. And with that goes that classic four-letter word, L-O-V-E. You love what you're doing. And would you say that you're the type of individual that loves to get up each morning and do those things that empower others?
Yeah, I think I'm not I know when I'm not happy. And then I move away from what makes me not happy. So if I'm in a situation or with a client or in a job that feels limiting because I'm not feeling that love and the passion, then I'll do what I can to substitute it with what makes me feel good, right? And it may be not leaving the job, but finding something within that opportunity that I do love, that I can connect with, where I can help people feel empowered. And, you know, we're all here on the planet to help each other out in some way, shape or form. It doesn't mean you have to take over and do stuff for people. It's just about, you know, what do people need most and am I in a position to serve them in that capacity? That's, I guess, how I approach things. I'm not sure if it answers the question.
Well, I think it does, because it sort of leads into the next one, which I think you've touched on the periphery. But has there ever been a time where you have felt down in the dumps? And what have you done to raise your level?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an important question, Bob, because I think people have those cycles in life. And, you know, even my friends, my closest friends, may not have known when things weren't great, you know. And I think we all go through that. We all have that. And it doesn't, you know, to me, I'm a private person. So when things aren't going well, I tend to just back away and, you know, take my time and get through it. But I have experienced a couple of really tough transitions in my life. You know, one of note where my self-confidence was rock bottom and I felt trapped by my life, by my circumstances. I truly felt like, you know, I had no options left. And it was a very dark place to be. And I recognize that people go through that, but you quite often don't know when it's happening. Mm-hmm. So I completely understand how people get to that place. And to this day, Bob, I really don't even know what got me out of it. I'm just grateful that I came out of it. So I think the key to a happy life, right, is to practice, for me anyway, is to practice gratitude daily. Most of us have so much to be thankful for. And, you know, when we look with an open heart to what we have, we can usually find a lot of things to really be thankful for. You know, when we can get in our own way sometimes, right?
Well, yes. Yes. I don't know if you've ever heard of the law of retaliation. It's a law that Napoleon Hill came up with during his time of writing Think and Grow Rich. And most people would tend to think that retaliation is a negative, but actually the law of retaliation is a positive, like return like with like. So if you are showing other people inner strength and positives and how to get out of the dump, in turn, they're going to then retaliate by equaling that. So in actual fact, that's a big positive. That's a big boon. Clearly your inner strengths would have been helping you to get you out of those doldrums that you've alluded to. And it looks very clear that you are someone who exudes that with other people to help them to raise their levels of awareness. We're at the beginning of an era that we haven't seen before. At least I know I've been around for two centuries, but I don't quite go back as far as the Spanish flu. But we're going through a time of change, of difference. So many big changes that not only have impacted our day to day, but also economically, socially, et cetera. How has the recent, I'm going to call it the COVID experience, impacted you?
So it's changed my business model to the better, I would say. It's interesting, you know. How we react to things is really our choice. In some cases, I mean, I recognize that there are people who really have limited choices because of their circumstances. But I'm talking for me, and I've found opportunity in this. I've found a way to pivot. One business path that I was taking with a business partner kind of dried up because of COVID-19, perhaps temporarily. And so we decided just to switch it up, look at where the businesses needed the most help and support. And could we fill that? Could we help them with that? And it turns out we could. So a whole new opportunity has arisen from that. But, you know, I'm glad I don't have a crystal ball, Bob, because I'm sure I'd see things in there that, you know, are foreign to anything I've seen in my lifetime. So, I mean, it's important for all of us who are privileged enough to have the options and the choices and the courage to make changes in our life, to be nimble and willing to pivot where it's needed, you know, to trust in our inherent ability and know that we're resilient and that whatever comes along, we can let go of what we think we want or wanted and face just what's in front of us, you know, with a lighter heart and faith in ourselves and our higher power. We can choose how to react to circumstances, and our emotions don't need to have total control over our life. And that was something that, you know, came very clear in the first few weeks of the real lockdown, talking with a number of friends and really trying to get to grasp with how our emotions don't need to drive our future.
And this experience that we refer to as the COVID experience will not be with us forever. But how will that guide you? Because you are a communication specialist, as we've discussed, and with that goes hand in hand being a connection specialist, because communication and connection go hand in hand. How will that evolve you as we go down the yellow brick road into the future?
I'm hoping that it's going to make me a better communicator, a better connector. I think it seems to me that the world is definitely more open to exploring connection more than ever, not just from COVID, but other movements that we're seeing now with, you know, Black Lives Matter, and you know, that's going to be a long running conversation that is needs to have, and with other community groups as well. So maybe this really, in my view, COVID united all of the countries of the world, because we were all going through the same thing at the same time, which I don't know if that's ever happened before. I guess in world wars, it might have happened. And so now people know what it's like to be working together as one. And so why can't we also use that energy for a better future? You know, I think it's also important as an individual level for us to remember that what we feed our mind is what can occur, right? Yes. The mind believes what we feed it. And I think it's going to be an important element in the next 5 years or more for most people on this planet to feed healthy, proactive beliefs, to play our part individually and affecting those around us for the better, for humanity, for community, for unity.
With all that's going on, and you touch on that, and as I'm holding this up in the video, but for those who will be listening to this as a podcast, I'm showing this iPhone thing, which is over 100,000 times more powerful than the computer that took men to the moon. Do you think that business people or people in general try to avoid media things based on trust or based on unsurety as to what media is all about? Where are we going with media based on your experiences over the years?
So it pains me to say that I think media has become more about entertainment. The news media has become more about entertainment than news, certainly just in my short career of having done that over the last 30 years. Things definitely, there has been a shift. I will recognize that, you know, there's also changes in each country, right? So something that's more American focused versus more Antipodean, Australia, New Zealand, you'll see differences in the way the news is delivered, but there's still an entertainment factor there now that wasn't there 30 years ago. It was very much, you know, strict news that stick to the facts. Let's get our three independent sources before we report something as the truth. Well, yes. We all know that probably doesn't happen very often now. But, you know, media relations, back to your question about trust, it's a lot like customer relations or any personal relationship. It's about building trust and walking your talk, proving that you are trustworthy before you expect somebody else to trust you. Right. So if you don't already have a good relationship with the media, it's never too late to start as a business person. And in the meantime, if you do have an interview coming up, I just offer you a couple of tips to remember the simple rules of have prepared talking points. Know what you're going to say before you go into it. Even if you're not expecting an interview, if you're going to a large gathering, public gathering, and you're a community leader, know what you're going to say if you happen to be approached by the media. Have your three talking points, no more than three. And whatever question is asked of you and however it's asked of you and whatever the tone might be by a journalist who might be trying to catch you out, which does happen, answer it with one of your three talking points and then you control the message. So even if it means saying the same thing in a different way.
I know from my training as a coach that we always answer a question by asking a question. And that has always been something interesting. Aside from the communication and the other things that we've spoken about, I also know that you deal with healing and personal growth. And to that end, I believe you're involved in yoga and what's it called? Breath work, breathing work?
Yeah. So I've used both of those modalities quite a lot in my life for personal growth. Yoga and meditation, I find, you know, they're obviously daily practices. They're designed to be daily practices. In actuality, they're not always daily practices. And it's funny how we turn to those modalities when things get tough or when we're feeling like a bit scattered or we need to be grounded. It's like, oh, I need to do my yoga. Oh, I need to meditate. But of course, it's like anything else in life that's good for us. if we just do it on a regular daily practice, then we probably don't need it as much. But it's the irony of it all. So yeah, I've been interested in yoga for as long as I remember. I even had a stint of being a yoga teacher. I used to teach yoga at a high-rise corporate office in Sydney's CBD. And it was great. We'd just move the boardroom table over and move all the chairs at the lunch hour, and everyone would pour on in, and we'd have a great yoga class in the boardroom and then put it all back. So it never happened, but everyone felt the difference. And that's, you know, that's a very empowering thing too, is to help people tap into their inner strength and inner peace. And I think that's why I'm so in love with yoga, because it's an instant feel good for me. You know, it's, I don't do the hot yoga. I don't do the athletic type of yoga. I don't turn myself into a pretzel, but I do love to just stand in silence and tap into the inner strength and inner peace.
So if I had to sum up a couple of words that best describe you, it would be inner strength, inner peace. Would that fit well?
I'd be flattered if you described me like that. I think that's what I aspire to be every day, but you know.
Well, that leads me to my next question. On a 2 to 5 year plan, let alone next week, next month, but on a 2 to 5 year plan, where is Vicky going?
Well, that goes back to the crystal ball question. So if past performance indicates future performance, I'd have to say I don't know, because it seems that, you know, where when I think I'm on a track, it often meanders, and I'm good with that. I'm okay with that. I think it's important to let life unfold based on your strengths, on the opportunities that arise. And I'm really not answering your question, am I? So, you know, where would I like to be going? Yes. I'm currently working on a business opportunity, as you are, with growing a membership to help businesses and individuals with their personal branding to tap into the source of information, inspiration, so that they too can be better at branding and better at PR and just feel more comfortable with marketing themselves and their businesses. That's the direction I'm currently headed.
Now, again, this will be not only a video, but this will be a podcast. So I know on the video, I'll be able to put your contact information, but if people want to get a hold of Vicky Abraham for inner strength, inner peace, communication, connection, just to have a chat with you, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, the best way is by email, and it's just Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, at VickyAbraham.com.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we start to wind this up, what calls to action would you like to let the audience know about?
If you're a business, I'd say really focus on the connection piece that we've talked about. Connection and business doesn't always sound like it goes together, but it absolutely does. When you're talking about communications and marketing, customer service, it's all connected. It's all related. So as a business, I would challenge you to call yourself to action, to think about how you're connecting with your clients, your prospective clients, and your employees, and all of your stakeholders, and you know why you're in the business, why you do what you do, and connect back into yourself, and not unlike how we do in yoga, you know, to who you are and how you can be the best person you can be and the best business you can be. And that in itself will attract abundance.
And is there anything you'd like to add as we close out that I haven't covered?
No, just really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you, and I really enjoy your podcasts, and I'm always inspired by your insights, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here with you, Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and ladies and gentlemen, we've been chatting today with Vicky Abraham, a communicator supreme. To find out more about Vicky, please do feel free to email her. V-I-C-K-I at VickyAbraham.com. Yes. Correct?
Yes.
And I know Vicky mentioned she loves to listen to my podcast, but today's not about me. It's all about Vicky. No. So if you want to know more about me, you can reach out to me and I will provide that information later. But for now, Vicky, thank you very much. You've humbled me. You've honored me by your presence today. And I look forward. Would you be willing to come back again in the future for additional chats?
Of course. It's hard to keep me quiet. So any opportunity to chat about life and business and, you know, growth and spiritual growth, I'm there.
Great. And give my best to your best. And I will look forward to chatting with you soon. So this has been Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching, and be on the lookout also for the Intentional Growth Coaching Club that will be coming out soon. And until next time, make it a great, significant, wonderful, and most importantly, intentional day. Live life to the fullest. Bye, everybody.